Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, I want you to take your Bible tonight now and get you a piece of paper and write down some things. I'm going to preach on tonight. I'm going to preach on something that will carry you all the way through life in absolute. There's great words in the Bible, and this is one of those great words in the Bible. I want you to write the word down, and it's called honor. It's called honor. Now take your pen and write the word honor down somewhere, because it's a great thing. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer again. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask that you would just please wash my heart in the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray, Father, you'd please fill me with the Holy Spirit. And Lord, give me a clear mind. Lord, give me a clear heart. Lord, wash my heart in the blood of Jesus Christ. And fill me and use me for your praise and your glory. In Jesus' name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, this word is used several times, but first of all, I want you to take your Bible and turn to 1 Samuel now, in 1 Samuel. And I want to say, life is made up of honor. And the question is, who are you going to honor? In 1 Samuel, and in 1 Samuel chapter 1, let's pick up chapter 2, 1 Samuel chapter 2, and let's pick up right somewhere down there this man's name, Eli, write his name down, Eli. How many of you have the name of Eli somewhere there in that chapter? Got the name Eli, write it down, Eli. Now, Eli is a priest, he's a priest. And I want you to take your Bible and turn over to the New Testament corresponding passage with this same passage in the Scripture in the New Testament. Take your Bible and turn to 1 Peter, because every Christian is a priest. And if you took all those Old Testament priests, took each one of them, all the Old Testament priests, and studied them and applied them as a New Testament priest, which you are. Every single one of you are a New Testament priest. And you applied those things in the Old Testament priest, you could learn a great thing about your Christianity. Now, it's somewhere in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and 1 Peter chapter 2. I want you to look at verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house. Now, underline it. And holy, what, folks? Priesthood. Now, write in the margin of your Bible, right there with the pen, in the margin of your Bible, write, I am God's priest. I am God's priest. So the next time you read the Old Testament and you see all that stuff over there in the Old Testament, don't you say, well, that's an Old Testament priest. That's an Old Testament priest. That's an Old Testament priest. No, you're a New Testament priest, and every one of you are a priest. So apply those things over in the Old Testament to yourself. Now, here we go. Let's read one more thing in the passage, a holy priesthood. To offer up what kind of sacrifices? Spiritual sacrifices. Now, I'm not going to preach on those spiritual sacrifices. I want you to find them out. That's your homework. Now, between now and Sunday night, how many of you are coming back Sunday night? Lord willing, you're going to come back Sunday night. All right? Then I want you to find out your sacrifices, and I want you to tell me there's five sacrifices you're supposed to be offering as a priest to God. Five sacrifices you're to be offering, at least five of them. I want you to find out what they are, and you're supposed to be offering them up, but that's your homework. That's your homework. You give them homework, don't you, Brother Art? Give them some homework once in a while. I'm going to give them some homework. You go learn that, you get it, and then you tell me that you got it. Now, I want you to go back to 1 Samuel chapter 2 now. And in 1 Samuel chapter 2, I want you to take, and I want you in verse 29, I want you to underline it. It says, wherein kicked ye at my sacrifice, and at my offering, which I commanded in my habitation, and honorest. Now take and underline the word honor. Life is made up of honor. Honorest thy sons. Now what's that next word? Above. Above. Honorest thy sons above me, above God. So Eli did something. Eli took and he had two sons and he honored his sons above God. And he lost the priesthood because of it. God said, that's it. I was going to give it to you for many years. But now you've lost the priesthood. Now let's read verse 30. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy fathers should walk before me for what, folks? Forever. But God changed his mind. Why? Because he didn't honor God. But now, see, he's going to change things. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me. Now here's what I want you to underline. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. They that honor me, I will honor. Life is made up of honor. Now, if you can teach your children something, teach them to honor certain things. Now, this is certain things you should honor. You should honor a policeman. Come on, folks. You should honor a policeman. He's got a policeman's uniform on. He has a policeman's uniform on. He has the hat on. And he's driving down the street. And he comes up behind you and pulls you over. Don't you jump out of the car and jump and run over there and say, have you ever been saved? When did you get saved? That's dishonoring him. Come on, folks. Policeman follows you and stops you over. You do exactly what he says. What happens? You're driving down the road and a policeman pulls over and you see a policeman over there and some doofball's beating up the policeman. You get over there and you be on the policeman's side and you protect him and stand up for him and keep him safe. He deserves honor just because of his uniform. Honor is missing in America today. Honor's not been taught. I was taught when I was raised up to say to my daddy, yes sir and no sir. I said to my mother, I never called my mother mom. I never called her anything but mother. Why? Has to do with honor. And honor's not being taught, not being demanded, and there's no honor in America anymore. It's missing. It's missing. And that honor ought to be there. Life is made up of honor. You know, some of you ought to honor the boss. When the boss says, look at here. Fellas, well, I don't think I want to do that or not. Wait a minute. Who is signing your paycheck? Come on, folks, stay with me. You ought to honor the boss. You got to remember that he's signing your paycheck. You ought to honor him. And honor is missing in America today. And I'm going to give you some things that you should honor. Take your Bible and turn to Romans chapter 13. Take and turn your Bible to Romans chapter 13. You know what was wrong with our last president that we had? What was his name? Bill Clinton, that's right, thank you. You know what was wrong with him? He dishonored every American in the United States by what he did. He dishonored every American in the United States. Say amen. Amen. He should have an office that demands honor, and he become unhonorable. You say, they should have impeached him. They should have impeached him because he had a great office and he should have had honor in that office and he wouldn't do it. And you should honor things and certain things should be honored. Now here's one of them. Romans chapter 13. In Romans chapter 13, and read verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, and get down to verse 7 and read it. It says, "Render therefore to all their dues." And he's talking about policemen and obeying the policemen and obeying the laws of this land in Romans chapter 13, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And in verse 7, he says, "Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due." And what, folks? "Honor to whom honor." Then there's certain things that you ought to honor. Now, number one, take your Bible and turn to Ephesians chapter 6. And turn to Ephesians chapter 6 and look at verse 1. In Ephesians chapter 6, let's pick up verse 1. Now, here's something that is absolute. God demands that there should be honor. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Now, folks, what's the next word? Now, what is it? Honor. Now, what does he tell? "Honor thy father and mother." Then children should do what according to God's holy word? Honor their parents. They should honor their parents. They should honor their mother. I went through the Bible and found every place that it says that they should honor. Take your Bible and turn to Exodus chapter 20. Now, I'm not going to preach on this, but this is just giving you an introduction that the children ought to honor their mother and father. I'm going to talk about honoring God, but to just get you to thinking about how important honor is, look at Exodus chapter 20 and look at verse 12. "Honor thy father and mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." That's the same one given in Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 23. And it's talking about what? Honoring your children so they have a long life. And the children honoring mother and daddy. Then you should do what? The children should be taught respect for their mother and respect for their father. And they should, what is the honor? It's being obeying them. If you honor somebody, you obey somebody. Now take your Bible and turn to Numbers chapter 27 and pick up verse 20. If you honor somebody, you obey them. Numbers chapter 27. And look at verse 20 in this thing on honor. Numbers chapter 27. And let's pick up the verse now. In verse 20 it says, are you with me? Say amen. Amen. "Thou shalt put some of the," now what's that next word? Honor, circle it, honor, "upon him." That's talking about Moses had honor. Now Joshua is going to have some honor. So he says, take the honor of some of the honor that was on Moses and take it on and put it on Joshua, upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be what, folks? Obedient. So when there's honor, there's obedience involved. When you honor somebody, you obey somebody. So when you honor God, you obey God. There's an obedience there. All right, now take your Bible and turn to 1 Peter chapter 3 and look at verse 7. 1 Peter, take your Bible and turn to 1 Peter chapter 3 and look at verse 7. And it says, this is just another one of those things about honor. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 7 it says, are you with me? Say amen. Amen. "Likewise ye," what? "Husbands." Now that's a man. All you husbands, raise your hand and say amen. 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 All of you, raise your hand and say amen. Amen. All right. Now this is aimed at you. "Likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge." then you got to find out something about her. And give honor. Now I'm trying it. Give honor unto thy wife as unto what kind of vessel? Now come on, folks, stay with the Bible. Believe the Bible. What did it say?
Weaker.
I want all you ladies to say it. Weaker vessel. And the man is to honor his wife. And that's every man that has a wife in this building. You're to honor her. Now how do you honor her? You honor her by being faithful to her. You honor her by not messing around on her. You honor her by caring how she feels and being kind to her and being sweet to her and being nice to her and talking to her the right way. Anybody with me? It's like this. I went down to the store today and I looked around there and I said, I want to take a gift home to my wife. I want to honor her. I looked up on a shelf and I said, there's a candle. Maybe I'll buy her a candle. Maybe I'll buy her a candle. Candles are kind of inexpensive. Buy her a candle. And I thought, well, that's a little cheap. I don't want to buy her a candle. She likes candles. Now I know she'd like it. She'd take it home. She'd get candles lit all over the place. She'd like it. She wouldn't say, oh, a candle. She wouldn't say that. She'd say, oh, a candle. Nice, thank you. She'd light it with all the other ones. But I want to buy her something different. I thought, well, maybe I'll buy her a lamp. Saw a nice big old lamp over there. I thought, man, I'll buy her a lamp. I kept looking around, and Shirley said, why don't you buy her that bracelet right there? It's made out of crystal. My wife said, I love crystal. We walked around the store a little bit longer. Look a little bit longer, and somebody says, you didn't even find out how much it cost. Might be real expensive. Might be big bucks. Might be a couple $100. That's big bucks, folks. Now, you may not think so, but it is. Yes, I will buy it. If it's $300, I'm going to buy that. I walked over that, bought that. I got it in my suitcase. I'm going to slide it in my suitcase when I get home. I'm going to give her one of these little knicker-knackers that cost about $1. She's going to say, thank you, Nathan. Appreciate that. That's nice. Oh, I love it. She's going to put it up in the window. And she's going to be real sad for a little while. And then after she pouts a little bit, you know, I'm going to say, oh, I forgot. I got something else for you. What's that? And I'm going to reach in my suitcase and I'm going to bring it out. And it's in one of these real fancy bags, you know. Got one of them real slick, high class bags that slides in. It's classy. Classy, classy. I'm going to say, here, let me put it on. I'm going to put it on there. And I'm going to say, I love you. I'm going to love you all the rest of my life. And when you grow old and old and old and old, I want to grow old and old with you. We're going to do it together. Say amen. Amen. A husband's supposed to honor his wife. But does it go the other way too? Folks, does it go the other way too? Does it go? Come on, folks, does it go the other way too? Amen. Sure does. So I look over there and I said, now there's got to be a verse for that somewhere. Got to be a verse. So I found it. Take your Bible, and I'll show you where that verse is at. Take your Bible and go over there to Esther chapter 1. Go over there to Esther chapter 1. And in Esther chapter 1, it has to go both ways. The wife should also honor the husband, as well as the husband should honor the wife. In Esther, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. Now it's right in there somewhere. Somebody help me. Ezra chapter 1, verse 20. Are you all with me now? You're probably already there. Ezra chapter 1. Ezra 1:20. Esther. Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. There it is. Nehemiah, Esther. There it is. Nehemiah, Esther. Esther. Now, somebody help me, please. 1:20. Is that it? And when the king's decree, which he shall make, shall be published throughout all the empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands, what's the word, folks?
Honor.
Honor, both the great and small. So a woman should also honor her husband. Now, how does she honor her husband? By not whining. By not whining. Men don't want their wives to whine. Ladies, don't whine. Number two, don't henpeck. Don't henpeck. Henpeck. When me and my wife have a fight, we never have a fight though. When me and my wife have a fight, I just walk out. That makes her madder and madder and madder when I walk out. Don't ever hit your wife. That's not honoring your wife. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, I put that in. That has nothing to do with that. That's the introduction of my sermon. Now, here's my sermon. I want you to take your Bible, and I want you to turn to this verse of Scripture where it talks about honoring God Almighty, honoring Him. Life is made up of honor. Now, I want you to take your Bible, and I want you to turn to number one. You honor God by doing this. Take your Bible and turn to Malachi chapter 1, and let's pick up verse 6. Number one, how many of you say, I want to honor God? Now come on, folks, say it. I want you to say it. I want to honor God above everything else. Above my children. Above my husband. Above my wife. I want to honor God above everything. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, if you I take your word for it, you do now. Here we go. Turn to Malachi chapter 1 and pick up verse 6. A son, now this is God talking. A son honoreth his father. And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for some sons that will honor his father. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. God is talking. If then I be a father. Is God a father? Is he your father? He sure is. And where is my, what folks? Honor. And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you. Oh, you, now underline it, because it goes over there to 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 5. Oh, ye what? Priest. Now watch it. That despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? Ye offer polluted bread upon my altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say, underline it, the table of the Lord is contemptible. Then what's the priest doing? He's going in there and he's putting showbread on the table every day, showbread, new bread all the time. And then he's saying, what a mess this is. He's doing what? He's whining and complaining and bellyaching about his service to God. You are a priest and you are serving God Almighty. So no whining, no bellyaching, no griping, and no when it comes to shut your mouth. You don't honor God. You dishonor God when you gripe and complain and bellyache. Thank you. You're welcome. I love you too. Christian, don't you see it? I want you to look at it again. Look at verse 13. Ye say also, behold, what a what? Weariness it is. Now take your Bible real quick like and watch this thing over in the Old Testament again for a moment. Look at Numbers chapter 11, pick up verse 1. So when a Christian gripes and bellyaches about anything that comes across his life, he is not honoring God. You say, well, preacher, what about? What about? I'll give you an example. I got a man in my church that is 58 years old, and he worked with the priest department. His name is Dennis Updegraff. And he worked with the priest department for 32 years. In the uniform, 32 years, put on the gun and drove the car for 32 years. He retired about a year ago, a little less than a year ago, and about 4 weeks ago he had a stroke. And he had a stroke, and the stroke took part of the back of his brain, and part of the front of his brain, and part of the side of his brain, and now he's walking like this. And he comes in. The church comes into church and sits right down there on the front pew. And he looks like that. Amen, preacher. Amen, preacher. Amen, preacher. Good sermon, preacher. Good sermon, preacher. Good sermon. You know what he's doing? He's glorifying God. He's honoring God. He's honoring God. You say what? Comes in there, relaxed. Cool, collective, no whining, no complaining. He's A-okay. He's glorifying and honoring God. That's what some of you got to do. You got to honor God. You don't honor God by your griping and complaining and bellyaching. That's not honorable to God. You say, how do you figure it's not honorable to God? All right, I'll show you. Take your Bible and turn to Numbers chapter 11. Pick up verse 1. Numbers, take your Bible and turn to the book of Numbers and turn to Numbers chapter 11 and pick up verse 1. Are you with me? Say amen. Numbers 11, 1. And it says in Numbers chapter 11, verse 1, if you're going to honor God, no griping and complaining and bellyaching about what God does in your life. And he does a lot of things, brother. He does a whole lot of things. Amen and amen. Numbers chapter 11 and verse 1 says, are you with me? Anybody there yet? How come I'm not there? Verse 1. Now, I'm drawing it. And when the people did what? Complained. Underline it. When they complained, it did what, folks? You know why? Because you dishonor God. You know what these folks are out there? They're sowing, we need some water, we need some water, we need some water, we haven't got any water to drink. No water to drink, no water to drink, no water to drink, no water to drink. And when they complained, it displeased God. Why? Because God didn't want them to complain. My Bible says in Romans chapter 8, all things work together for what? For what, folks? You mean to tell me everything works together for good? Does it all work together for good? It all works together for good to them love God, to them recall according to his purpose. All of it. So you're saying, God, there's something wrong with you. Ain't nothing wrong with God. Don't you complain. Don't you say another word. Wait till God's through it. It ain't over yet. Wait till the thing's over. It ain't over till you go home to heaven and walk into the pearly gates of heaven and say, Lord, I hear. And then God will explain a whole bunch of stuff to you. Then you'll say, now I understand, Lord. This ain't the place of understanding. This is the place of faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We don't go by our feelings. We're to serve God by faith. Then no complaining. If you're going to honor God, no complaining. No griping. No belly aching. Serve Him. I'll take your Bible. I'll show it to you again. Take your Bible and turn to Deuteronomy 28:47. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47. Turn to the verse. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47. When you as a saint of God, you're a priest. You're a priest. You're to offer the sacrifices, and you're to offer the sacrifices with down in your heart. Lord, I don't understand it. Lord, I can't comprehend it. And Lord, it just kills me. Then it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. When you pray to God and do it with joy in your heart. But if you can't do it that way, you know what it is? No sacrifice to it. Not a good priest. You're to be a good priest. No complaining and griping and belly aching. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47 says, are you with me? Say amen. Amen. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with what? Joyfulness. And with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore thou shalt serve thy what? Enemy. You know what happened? Got in there complaining, griping, bilating. You said, but preacher, what happens when you lose your arm? What happens when you lose your leg? I bet you that lady's going to lose her leg, and she's a Christian lady. When she gets through, it'll be a while, but when she gets through the other thing, you'll see some praise and some glory. You'll see it. You ever met somebody that got cancer and gets something and coming down, and eventually they come out on top and they say, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. No whining, complaining, and belly aching. You dishonor God by doing so. All right, another one. Take your Bible and turn to the next one. Turn to the next one. All right, take your Bible and turn over to Psalm chapter 26 and look at verse 8. You honor God by going to church. You honor God by going to church. Take your Bible and turn to Psalms now and turn to Psalms chapter 26, verse 8. Are you all with me? Psalm chapter 26, verse 8 says, Psalms 26, that's Job. No wonder I couldn't find it. Psalms 26, and pick up verse 8. And it says, Lord, I have loved thy what? Habitation. Now write in the margin of your Bible, that in the Old Testament is a tabernacle. Love thy habitation. Write the word tabernacle over there in the margin of your Bible. Of thy, what's the next word? House. That's God's tabernacle in the Old Testament. That's the temple that Solomon built. And the one that Moses built also. The place where thy, what? Honor dwelleth. Underline it. Honor dwellers. So when you go to church, you honor God. Now take your Bible and look at Isaiah chapter 58. Look at verse 13. Isaiah 58:13. So when you go to church, you honor God. Turn to Isaiah and turn to Isaiah chapter 58 and look at verse 13. Isaiah 58 and underline verse 13. And it says, are you with me? Say amen. Isaiah 58:13. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath. Now, underline Sabbath. Now, in the Old Testament, that was going to the temple on the Sabbath. And that's going to God's house on the Sabbath. Now, in the New Testament, is what day? Sunday. From doing thy pleasure on my holy day. And call on the Sabbath a delight and holy of the Lord. Now what's the next word, folks? Honorable. And shall honor what? Take and underline it. shall honor him, not doing thy own way, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words. Then every time you go to church, you honor God. You hear somebody say to me, well, preacher, I go to that church and there's no honor in that church. I go to that church and that preacher's not honorable and nothing about that thing's honorable, and I'm not going there because there's no honor in it. And you go to the music and you sing, you listen to the music. Now, have you ever been in one of these new modern churches where they had up there and went up there and they had a great big old screen up there and they had this little ditty going across there that had four words to it, and it says, I will praise the Lord, I will praise the Lord, I will praise the Lord, I will praise the Lord about 100 times. Anybody ever seen that thing? How many of you have seen it? Raise your hand. And you say, that's my church. And I go in there and I go in and I sit down there. And then they call it contemporary music. And they get up there and that band just swinging and go, amen, everybody. You'd think he was in a bar. Anybody with me? Get out of that church. And go find a Bible-believing church that believes the book where you get preached at, and the preacher puts his finger in your face and has the guts to tell you you need to get right and do right. You with me? And you say, well, preacher, I'm not going to church anywhere. I'm sick and tired of them bunch of Christians. You know what them bunch of Christians are? They're going to New Jerusalem. And every one of them's got a sin of some kind. How many got a sin? Raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Honest people. Appreciate it. That includes all of you. Every one of you got a sin of some sort. But what you do? Because you love each other, you overlook it. Keep on going. Because you love each other, you overlook it. You love each other, you overlook it. When you love somebody, you overlook their sin. You listening to me? You overlook it. And if you honor God by going to church, stay in church, people, stay in church. And if you haven't got the right church, get out of that church and go to another church that will preach at you, and the preacher will get up there and scream and holler, and you'll get under conviction, and you'll slide around in your pew a while, and you'll slide back and forth, and you'll say, oh man, that's what it's all about. That's what it's supposed to be. You say, I want to go to church where I always feel good. You'll be in the wrong church. You'll be in the wrong church, because then you'll have some sin and the preacher will make you feel so good. You'll just go, oh man, I feel good in this church. I like this church. Man, this is the church I like. I feel good all the time. You ain't supposed to feel good. Since when are you supposed to feel good all the time? I'm supposed to feel good. It don't work that way. Sometimes you feel bad. You get up in the morning and you get out of a headache and you say, I got a headache and I don't feel like going to church. No, you honor God by showing up in your pew and sitting in the place where you're supposed to be sitting. You folks always sit in the same place. Every time, every year I come here, you're almost always sitting in the same place. That's where it's supposed to be. That is honoring God. All right, you honor God by your singing. Psalm 66, verse 2. You honor God by your singing. Turn to Psalms chapter 66 and look at verse 2. In Psalms chapter 66, look at verse 2. You honor God by your singing. Psalm 66, 2. And then it says, for all these things hath my hand. Now, Psalms, I'm in Isaiah. Psalm 66, and look at verse 2. And it says, Psalm 66:2. Now, believe it or not, I do know my Bible a little bit. Psalm 66:2. And what's the first word? Sing. For the what? Honor of his what? Name. In fact, you ought to take your hymn book with your Bible and take them home together. No, I can't say that, can I? But a hymn book and a Bible go together. You say, what is that? That is a fact which I can praise God and honor God by singing. You honor God by singing. Learn how to honor God by singing as hard as you can, as best you can, from the bottom of your heart the best you can. Make sure you sing! And you do. You sing good, folks. You sing good. But if you happen to be one of those guys back there in the back, and you say, I ain't gonna sing. He ain't gonna make me sing. I'm not gonna sing. You know what's wrong? You dishonor God by coming in God's... How many of you believe that we're this thing here is connected with God? He gave the New Testament. He gave Timothy. Give half of the New Testament is written with New Testament as a preacher and deacons in the New Testament. And you're in the place that God wants you to be. You honor God by being here and singing songs to His name. Don't let nothing get you out of church. You'll be in church when the rapture sounds. You'll be right there in your pew. When somebody gets mad and you get mad, you have troubles and you have heartaches and you have pains and you have loneliness, be right in your pew. When the thing blows to pieces, I hope it's right here in this church in your pew. Say amen.
Amen.
Because you honor God by doing so. Now, you honor God this way. Take your Bible and turn to Proverbs chapter 3 and pick up verse 9. You honor God this way. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. Now, I wrote this one down so I don't have to look it up. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. Now, what's the first word? Honor. Honor the Lord. Proverbs 3, 9. Honor the Lord with thy what? Substance. And with the first fruits of all thy what? Increase. Then you honor God every time the plate is panned by. Every time the plate goes by. Every time that plate goes there and an offering comes by. And well, then you don't do that in this church, do you? You go back there in the box. You put it in the box, don't you? Don't you folks put it in the box? Every time you pass by the box back there in the back. And the Lord says, your turn. And you reach in your pocket. You reach down in your pocket and say, well, I surely got a quarter somewhere. And you flip it in the box. You dishonor God. You dishonor God because you only give Him a quarter. You ain't dishonoring that pastor, me, or anybody else. You're dishonoring God because you're giving to God. How many of you gave to God in the box? You honor God. Well, okay, you need another verse. Take your Bible and turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. I'll give you another verse. You folks are Bible believers and you need more than one verse. So turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 29, 1 Chronicles 29. And I'll show you that when you put money in the plate, you honor God. It's an honor to Him, and you magnify God and honor God every time that thing comes by. Lord saying, yes, 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 yes. That's my honor. That's my honor. That's my honor. That's my honor. There's a Christian do something for me. There's a Christian doing something. Do you know the unsaved people in the whole world, do you know what they think of you putting money in the plate? They think you're a little bitty kooky. They say, you give that much money to the church? You're a little bit kooky. What are you putting so much money in there for? That's too much money to put in there. That's how they feel about it. Don't believe it? Go out there and get you some unsaved man that's going to hell like a bullet and say, I gave this much money last year to my church. And you say, fanatic. Yeah, well, he won't call you a hypocrite, but now he'll call you a fanatic. Why? Wait a minute. You're honoring God. You're honoring God. Take your Bible now and turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. I want to show you something. 1 Chronicles and 1 Chronicles chapter 29. I want you to look at the verse. When you give, and every time that you pass that, well, not every time, but every time that you have your paycheck and you sit down and you take the Lord's right off the top and you say, now, Lord, I want to give you just a certain amount, at least 10%. Why? Because Abraham gave 10%. And Abraham before the Mosaic law. How many know that Abraham gave 10%? Say amen.
Amen.
How many know that Abraham was before the Mosaic Law? Say amen.
Amen.
Well, if he could do it before the Mosaic Law, they give 10% under the law. Don't you know Christians should give at least 10%?
Amen.
Say amen. Come on. I preach the same thing in my church. Here we go, First Chronicles chapter 29, and pick up verse 11. I want to show you something. Thine, O Lord, is greatness and power and glory and virtue and majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth. Now, what's the next two words? One more time. Is what? Then who's it belong to? Doesn't it all belong to God anyway? It all belongs to Him. And He says, I'm going to give you this much. It all belongs to Him. Everything that you got in the bank came from God. It belongs to God. All you are is a steward of it. You're a steward of it, but God gave it to you. It belonged to Him in the beginning. So all you're doing is giving back what He gave you in the first place. So it all belongs to Him, Christian. So you know what He's looking for? He's looking for somebody to say, Lord, I'm a steward, and I'm going to give to You, and I'm going to give to You, and I'm going to give You to. And what those stupid deacons do with it, that's their business. Nothing personal. In my church, my deacons decide and trustees decide on how the money's going to be spent. Yes, they do. I make them do that. Sometimes they don't like it, but I still make them. You know why? Because most preachers decide how the money's going to be spent. Most preachers say it's going to be spent this way, and if you don't like it, there's a door back there. You can go out. I think they're crazy. Yes, because when I get to the judgment seat of Christ and we mess up, I can say, Lord, Deacon so-and-so did it. And Deacon so-and-so did it. And Lord, if You want to talk to them about it, there they are. Hey, sir, but I'll tell you, you put the responsibility on them, and the Lord says, okay, what'd you do that for? Say amen. But if you get one of these guys up here that's a control freak, he has no deacons, he has no trustees, and all that money, he tells where that money's spent, how that money's spent. I can name them out there in Montana. They got a whole bunch of control freaks out there, and say, that guy spends the money any way he wants to spend it, and nobody has a say-so how it's spent. That ain't right. Say amen. Ain't right. Now the rest of the verse, skip down there and look at verse 14. But who am I? That's a great thing. I want you to underline. But who am I? I want you to underline that and take it to heart. But who am I? And what is my people that they should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of Thee, and of Thy own have we given Thee. The whole thing. You know what I got? I got nothing that God didn't give me. God, I haven't got nothing that God didn't give me, and He's the owner in the whole thing. God give you your job. God give you your clothes. God give you the whole thing. It all belongs to Him. You say, well, preacher, God didn't give me very much. Well, that you have to take that up between you and God then. You never know. 2 years from now, He might put a couple of million bucks on you. Boy, would you have them coming around you. You say, drop a couple million on him? Yep, God put a couple million on him, just right out of there and drop it right on you. But you better watch out, because then you won't even know who your friends are. Won't be able to pick your friends anymore, because God put too much money on you. All right, now, again, I want you to take your Bible, and I want you to turn over to here. If you're going to honor God, this is what you got to do. Take your Bible and turn to 2 Timothy, and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and pick up verse 20. 2 Timothy chapter 2, and pick up verse 20. Now, if you're going to honor God, this is what you got to do. Now, here it is. Are you with me? Say amen. But in a great house There are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth. Some to what? Honor. And some to what? Dishonor. Now, verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto what? Honor. Then a Christian, well, I want you all to look at me. A Christian who takes this body and uses it for himself, hold your hands up. Hold your hands up. Put your hands up right now. Put your hands up. That body don't belong to you. That's not your body. Your body don't belong to you. It belongs to God. He bought and paid for it. If you misuse your body and use it for the wrong way and wrong purpose of your own selfishness, you dishonor God Himself. Now you got it? He said, some body to honor, some to dishonor. A Christian can take his own body and use it for his own honor, his own self, his own fleshly desire, and say, I got the right to live anything way I want to live. And then you know what he'll do? He'll dishonor God by doing so. You say, preacher, have you ever met a Christian like that? Yeah, I can tell you about 5, 10, 15 illustrations where the Christian goes out there and does the unbelievable thing with his own body because he thinks it belongs to him. And it don't belong to him. The Lord Jesus Christ bought your body and paid for it on the cross of Calvary when he died on the cross of Calvary. And you're no longer your own. You belong to him. And you want to honor him? Say, now, Lord, I'm going to take this and I'm going to present this body in a certain way, and I'm going to be honorable as I can because it's not mine. I can't eat just anything I want to eat. I go into my church, and I go upstairs there, and upstairs they had some donuts for the young people. And I walk in there and I see, well, they had some donuts Sunday, and the box is closed. And I look at it, look over there and say, not supposed to eat donuts, you're a diabetic and you're not supposed to eat bone donuts. So I open up the box a little bit like that, look at it, oh, don't look too long. Don't look too long. If you look too long, you're going to do something bad. Go back over to it. Take the lid, lift it up just a little bit and say, oh man, that looks good. Put it back down. Oh, I just can't eat that. My eyes will go bad and my kidneys will go bad. I just can't eat that donut. Pick up the donut. Reach down there and grab the donut. And it's hard as a brick. Hard as a brick, man. And afterwards I say, oh God, what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? Lord says, you're dishonoring me. I said, amen, Lord. I'm dishonoring you. If you ever find that I committed suicide, it was actually donicide. But brethren, your body belongs to God. Your body belongs to God. And you should take it and say, Lord, I'm going to present it to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is my reasonable service. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Who are you going to honor? Who are you going to honor? Life is made up of honor. I honor my daddy. I love my daddy. When I was about 12 years old, my daddy said to me, Nathan, you're going to go into the first grade. And I said, but Daddy, I'm head and shoulders above everybody else. He says, you're going in the first grade. I said, but Daddy, look how big I am. He says, you're going in the first grade. I love my daddy, and I honor my daddy, and I went back into the first grade. When I passed the first grade and second grade and third grade and fourth grade and got ready to go into the fifth grade, I couldn't make it in the fifth grade, so my daddy said, "You're going into a retarded class." I said to my daddy, "But I'm not retarded." He says, "You're going into class." I said, "But daddy, look, there's six retarded kids there. Do I have to go into that class?" He said, "Nathan, you're going in that class." You know what I did? I honored my daddy because I loved him. Because I loved him. I obeyed him. Life is made up of honor. Who are you going to honor? Are you going to honor a person above God? If you're here tonight and you're lost, you've honored somebody above Jesus Christ. That's why you're still lost. You cannot honor God unless you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Who are you going to honor tonight? Every eye closed and every head bowed. Some of you, one of these days, some of your relatives are going to come in from out of town. They're going to come in here and they're going to drive down to your house and they're going to say, "Oh, today's Sunday." You're going to say, "Yeah, I think I'll just skip church." You honored them above the Lord. Because you should have been in church. You honored them. You said, "Preacher, you believe that?" "Yeah, I do." You should have been in church. You're in church every other Sunday. You're in church every Sunday there is until somebody showed up that you wanted to give more honor to. Next time they show up, you say, "Come and go to church with me because I'm going to church." And you invite them to church and you bring them to church with you. You just might find out they might get right with God. You might just find out they get saved. You just might find out something that God will honor you because you honored him. "He that honoreth me, I will honor." One of these days, God's going to honor you, people, because you honored God. And that's not here in this life. It is in this life, but mostly when you get up to the judgment seat of Christ and you go up there, God's going to honor you because you honored him. Are you honoring him? Maybe there's a Christian here this morning, this evening, say, "Preacher, I'm not honoring God like I ought to. I should be, but I'm not. And I want you to pray for me. I'm not going to ask you to come forward. I just want you to raise your hand tonight and say, 'Preacher, pray for me that I will honor him like I should honor him.'" Will you raise your hand? Thank you. 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 Several of you here this evening. Now I'm going to pray, those that raised your hand, I'm going to pray that God will do something for you. Dear Lord, every man, every woman that raised their hand tonight, Lord, I pray that you would make them that kind of Christian that when they get in the rock and the hard place, where they get to that place where they don't want to honor you, they just can't, they want to put some honor above that, that they will remember that they're dishonoring you. Lord, give them that encouragement, give them that remindment, give them that zeal that will say, "I'm going to honor God because of what he did for me." You honor him by obeying his word. When you disobey the Bible, you dishonor God. Remember that, people. Lord, please remind them of these things that they raised their hand about tonight. Lord, may it be real with their heart and mind and soul. And the next time comes that they will give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Let's all.